opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here now for the All-Star Game. You excited, by the way? I mean, like, yes. What's your excitement level?
At an 11, because I've only been to one. I mean, I've covered some. I've been, you know, around it. But in the old days, there was kind of a pecking order at my old station.
Okay.
I've got the press box seats.
I was going to say, let me guess who's first.
I mean, we went to the 99 World Series, Braves-Yankees.
Yeah.
Steaks. So where are my seats steak? Oh, yeah, that's you don't.
2 hours to do that in my sleep.
So steak goes into Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
I'm at a bar in Manhattan watching the game with my friends.
Right. You know, you're in and around.
Yeah,
but
my buddy Wolverton got to go, but I didn't get the, you know, our producer got to go. But yeah, no. Yeah. You know, it's like the same thing. Florida State, Virginia Tech, you know, national championship game. I go, oh, where's my press pass? Oh no, you don't get it. I had to go buy a ticket to watch Florida State, Virginia. So yeah, I've been around All-Star games.
Did he go, by the way?
I've just never been, you know, there for it. The only All-Star game I've attended that I was actually in the building, my father had tickets. He had a friend who couldn't make it. It was last minute. And my dad's like, hey, I was supposed to go down to Florida to see my Nana.
Yeah.
And the old man's like, hey. He goes, what do you think about we drove all the way up the New York State Thruway. Says, I got two tickets, Montreal. I go, let's go. Because we've been to Montreal for the race before as a kid. So my dad and I went. It was 1982 at Old Olympic Stadium. And, yeah, man, it was an amazing time. Pete Rose, that's when the Dodgers and the Phillies kind of dominated that All-Star team. So Pete Rose, Mike Schmidt, Steve Garvey, all those guys.
Mid-80s, yeah.
There was something else. A couple of Astros were good back then.
Mid-80s, yeah.
But, yeah, so that's my only All-Star game. And like a little kid last night with a home run derby.
Well,
it was so
look,
much fun.
Sorry to
cut
I asked
you off. I'm not that excited. I want to say something else.
I asked the question. Come on, Steak. You got the fastest 2 hours in radio. I asked the question because I don't know. It's hard to get a sense of the excitement. Are you a Cubs fan, by the way? You're a Cubs fan? Okay.
There you go.
She's walking by. I don't know. Maybe you're just wearing a shirt.
From the south side.
Maybe you're just
the
wearing
Atlanta.
A shirt.
Yeah. There we go. That's the White Sox. All right, that's right.
Sisters?
That's
all right, so the sister, one is a Braves fan, and she's a Cubs fan.
Sorry. South side White Sox, North side Cubs.
Correct. Correct the mundo.
Yep.
Yes, and you guys are good this year, by the way. Cubs are doing really well.
That's right.
All right, and it's funny that we're talking about this because I can't get the sense of the excitement level.
Yeah, I mean, just you wish the Braves didn't suck right now.
Yeah.
That's, at the bottom line, the Braves are awful. It does take a little luster off, but last night, I mean, I saw a million Acuna jerseys. If he was in that home run derby,
would have been on.
And it was cooking. No, look, Matt Olson did the best he could. But, yeah, it would have been popping if Acuna was doing his thing.
No doubt. And, again, that's why I'm making a big deal of him not leading off. How can you not lead off in your home city? But that's besides the point.
Mm.
But, you know, if he plays well, gets a couple of knocks, Maybe a home run, man. I'll feel really good. He will have repped the city. Maybe he's the MVP of the game. Who knows? But
another one, 2000 All-Star Game here in Atlanta. Steak, where are my tickets? Oh, talk to Matt Edgar. I don't know if we got a credential for you.
Really? Did he go?
Of course. I believe he was in the suite with clients.
Okay, all right.
I probably had a ticket for me.
I was here for that game, the 2000 game. Yes. It was cool. That was a cool
I was here.
One. Yes.
I was right across the street at Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I took a cab back to Buckhead. Watched the game at Lulu's.
That was a good time. Yep. But bottom line is, man, I hope if you're going tonight, have fun. It literally is. And Mike, we're making fun, but it literally is a once in a lifetime experience.
Right.
Because here's the deal. To Mike's point, next year, the year after next, unless you are just a hardcore baseball fan, it is rare it comes to your city. It's in your backyard. Right. You have a chance to witness it. So, you know, unless you're one of these people that just travels around. But I just say all that to get back to, like, I hope you're excited to go and check it out and have fun despite the Braves season, because you got to put that aside. Tonight, you got to put that aside and just go, man, I am watching the best baseball players on the planet.
Right. And as we said, it's kind of cool to have the Yankees kind of dovetail with the following homestand here in Atlanta. But, yeah, that is kind of neat that you've got all these, you know, again, guys, it's we know with ESPN, that's what kind of took away some of the mystique. Carl, you touched on this yesterday. You'd only see American League pitchers literally on This Week in Baseball or the Saturday game with Tony Kubek and Joe Garagiola.
You didn't see him.
Right? Or Monday Night Baseball with Howard Cosell back in the day.
They were almost like the Loch Ness Monster.
It's true.
They were like.
You knew they existed.
Yes, but you didn't see them. You didn't
exactly,
see them, right?
Exactly,
and then it was like, this is my only chance to see him, which is why. When you went to an American League city, if you grew up in a National League city, it was a big deal because, like, oh, I get to see these guys that I never get a chance to watch. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. I'm curious. Excitement level, where are you at? Are you going tonight? And, oh, if we get a couple phone calls, we'll take them, man, because I'm just curious. I want to test the pulse a little bit because when we talk about this leading up to the game – and, Mike, let me ask you this, by the way. Did the game get taken away, hurt? This opportunity, is it completely separate? I mean, we're 4 years
remember
removed.
Remember, 21, we were a game under 500 at the All-Star break.
That's right.
And
that's
right. We would have been in our bag because Acuna would have been lost.
That's true.
So it would have been maybe a different vibe. You know, I don't know how many members of the night shift might have made it as a bullpen, because generally you're going with starters and maybe a few closers.
But that didn't click till the second half, right?
I mean, that's just it. So if you go back and look, you know, maybe Austin Riley's on that team. You know,
yeah.
I mean, game. I'm going to go back and look at who our Braves were in 21. But yeah,
because remember, we didn't get really hot guys until the second half of the season.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, I know everybody remembers us winning
still
the World Series.
Still won 88 games. I mean, that's the thing.
But we didn't get hot.
Right. It's a good point.
I wonder. And I think it's completely separate. We're so far removed. I mean, hell, 2 years is a long time, let alone 21. So, with that said, I think it stands alone by itself. But I don't know. I'm excited, but I don't know how. And having people from out of town, obviously, like this lovely lady and her sister here. And, you know, that's cool. Everybody, we've seen a bunch of different jerseys and hats and all kind of different stuff, people repping their teams. But
it was neat. It truly was. You know, it's funny because I was joking around about it earlier. It's something that, you know, when they went to those Nike uniforms in 21, it
terrible.
just crushed me. I was like, what is that? Because I remember, and Vince Scully used to use that line. It's like, and the kaleidoscope of color, you know, because that's what it was.
It was.
And in the old days, National League had some amazing uniforms. The Astros,
Rainbows.
I still love those Astros jerseys.
Rainbows.
Back in the old days, the Braves, you know, I still think the best Braves throwback
Blues.
Is the 74. I mean, the Dale Murphy early 80s are great, but I love the 74, which they kind of rip off for the City Edition. But I'm looking at it right now. Matt Olson was an all-reserve. Of course, he was playing for the A's in 21.
Right.
But as far as the National League, let me slide it on down here. Yeah, man, you had only a couple. It was Ozzie Albies was reserve. It was Freddie Freeman starting at first base.
Freeman, yeah.
Ronald Acuna was there, elected starter, but of course
hurt
with the injury.
Yeah, he was hurt. Interesting. Yeah,
just a
reflection.
Had it been here in Atlanta, it would have been, you know, bittersweet.
Well, I will say this. This is what would have been cool about it. God rest his soul. Henry Aaron would have been able to witness it.
Right.
And that alone would have brought a special feeling to that particular game.
Right.
When we lost it, we were like, okay, we'll get it back, and hopefully Henry's around. Obviously, that's not the case. And I think, Mike, that's another part of this, to honor the all-time greats. You know, I was looking at this, and whether it's Bobby Cox, who's a Hall of Famer, or all those great teams in the 90s that won, you know, 14 consecutive from the early, you know, from the 90s into the early 2000s, 14 consecutive division titles. But you had a bunch of guys that spent a decade here. Right. And they're all Hall of Famers, from Smoltz to Maddox, right, to all these guys. Chipper, they all spent over a decade. And my point is, like, that's the other thing that helps make this, like, bringing it all together is we're honoring the greats that have played, and we're also honoring the guys that are currently playing and the present folks, you know. But I think that tie-in to Henry Aaron, we didn't get a chance to do that.
No, man. As I mentioned, in 21, that was over the voting rights. It was. But a guy hit me up in the text line. He goes, how did this start? It was Tony Clark of the Players Association. They made the beef to MLB, and some would say Rob Manfred backed down because, again, nothing's changed. And I'm not debating this because I got into that debate, and that's a rabbit hole I wish I had not gone down about the voting bill. But it is what it is. It's still on the books, and here we are. So, and at the time in 21, there were more, if you feel that, for whatever reason, you don't like this, the way the voting bill that was passed, how it's written, there's a lot more Carl Draconian bills that are on the books in other states that have subsequently hosted All-Star Games. That's why the governor and a lot of Braves fans felt we got hosed. But anyway, two guys from the Braves started that one in Colorado. We mentioned Ronald Acuna. He couldn't start because obviously he was injured. But Freddie Freeman. And Freddie, by the way, I think it's going to be a super emotional vibe for Freddie tonight when he gets introduced.
Yeah, look, I'm on record. I said it last week, and a lot of people, we had fun with it, about Freddie crying and the fact that I said he will cry when he comes back. And, you know, Abe was in for you, and Abe was like, well, at what point?
I said, I'm going to say when he's on the first baseline.
I said the introductions.
Yeah, when he's standing on the first baseline, he comes out and gets that ovation. I think you'll see some waterworks.
And you know, the notion is, well, we've done this. Yeah, but there's a special place in our hearts for Freddie, and he's going to feel that. But he's gonna let it go tonight. He's going to let it go. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. But he's going to let it go.
Although Tom Hanks did say there is no crying in baseball. By the way, no Braves pitchers in the 2021 All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Because remember the injuries?
Well, that's the issue.
The young guys back and forth with Gwinnett?
We don't have a dude.
Additions at the trade deadline?
Sell is that guy. He would have been there. But, I mean, that's the other part of this. 404-726-0929. I want to mention this. This has nothing to do with baseball. I just saw this because we had Elle Duncan on the show yesterday. Big shout out to Elle. But she was talking to Mark Spears on SportsCenter about Trae Young. And Trae Young did not attend the Jordan Brand event in Greece, which was a big party. If you didn't see all the social media on this, I mean, it was a who's who was there, all right? And the reason is that Mark Spears says Trae is showing his commitment to Atlanta by actually turning down opportunities to be with Jordan Brand in Greece. He went to Vegas to be with the team.
So Trae's hanging out. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to be in Greece with Michael Jordan, but you're in Vegas. Not a bad time. But Trae developing the younger guys. And so, by the way, Kobe Bufkins had two great games.
Looks good.
And I know, look, I'm with all due respect, we used to make fun of Rick Kamla for following the Summer League like it was the NBA Finals.
Yes.
But, hey, you want to see your younger players in their second or whatever year it is developing. And Cody Bufkins actually been pretty good.
He has looked good. I just
this
think,
isn't
guys,
passion. There's a little anger in here.
Mm-hmm. This is what we're telling
you. By the way, Rick Kamla, I think, was going to throw down with me the day I said,
oh, he was
nobody
so
gives
hot.
About the
he was
Summer League.
He was so mad. but what we're telling you is Trae was at Asa Newell's introductory press conference. Mm. Didn't have to be there. And now we're finding out, yo, instead of going over and kicking it in Greece, to Mike's point, and having a great time probably, he says, no, I'm going to go to Vegas and support the Summer League team. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but that's leadership. Like, that's a guy who's saying I'm all in and committed. And I just wanted to mention that because we haven't really talked a little bit about or any about the Summer League today, but that's interesting. All right, Mike, we got some guy talk on the way, man. Falcon Reports coming.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming up, more on what's going down here at Cobb Galleria. 92.9 The Game, we've got you covered, not only for SEC Media Week, but also for the All-Star Game tonight. All right, Mike, what's coming up?
Hey, man, as we just mentioned, there's no crying in baseball, but what major leaguer, big stud, feels there should be fighting in baseball?
Fighting?
Along the lines of the NHL, like dropping the gloves.
Wow.
And making it legal. We'll tell you about that. Coming up next, live from Murph's, right next to the All-Star Village, guys, Cobb Galleria. Be here till 6 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.